It's going to feel a little bit bizarre, but I think I kind of just have to get my mind off that and just focus on the game and not really pay attention to who I'm playing against.
This is kind of the first time this has ever happened.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever played against an uncle.
How much do you follow him? How much can he follow you? Or are you both kind of busy doing your own thing?
I think we both kind of follow each other closely, but not too much, because we obviously both are on separate teams, but we obviously are family, so we try to follow each other as close as possible.
What makes Brent so unique or distinctive versus others in your family?
I don't think he's too much different than any other. They're all pretty similar, but you know, they're all the coaches that are starters are pretty hard at their and put away. They're nice guys.
Yeah, I mean, I know I talked to you at the beginning of last year kind of about being one of the first families in the WHL. I mean, what does that mean to you to be part of such a legacy that's in its second generation? There have been so many that have gone through.
I don't try to think about it too much. It's definitely something that people know, but I don't try to think about it too much.
How confident are you now versus 1 year ago?
I'm a lot more confident. Just being able to get more ice time and just playing with the guys who I'm with is just helping me a lot.
Sean Richards, Bryce Kindop, what have made them so special for you as far as playing together as a line?
I think it's just that we're all kind of working together and we're all kind of binding together now. You know, we got a feel of what each other are like on the ice. We've been working together in practice, and I think it just really helps just getting the chance to play with the guys each night, and they're really working hard together to generate points and get in wins as a team.